The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nedarim Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Right after the Mishnah, the Gemara declares a Shaila, Boi Rami Bar Choma, Baal Mahu Sheyofer B'loi Shmia. Does the Baal have to have an actual Shmia? The Pasuk tells us with Shama Isha that the husband has to have a Shmia if he wants to be made for the Neder. Is that Dafka or Lav Dafka? So the Gemara towards the end of the Omud brings a Raya from the case of Apotropos. Toshima is two lines before the wide lines on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Ha'oimad Apotropos. Somebody tells an Apotropos called Nedarim Shenedarto. Shenederes Ishti. All Nedarim that my wife is going to make a neder. Mikan v'atcha obi mo complaining. I'm going away on vacation. I want to make you into a shliach. That any neder that my wife makes before I come back, hafer, you should go ahead and be mefer on my behalf as a shliach, as an emissary, an agent for me to be mefer the neder of my wife. The hafer law, and this person, this apotropos, goes ahead and makes the hafara. Yocho Yehu Meforim, I would think that it works. Tamaloimar Ishi Yekimenu Ishi Yefirenu. It says in the Pasuk that the husband himself has to be making the nether, and the husband also has to be made for the nether. So Rav Oishia said to Rav Yochanan Matzino, Rav Yochanan said to Rav Oishia Matzino, B'cholater Kula Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai. We find the concept of Shlichus. So why? Why is there a problem if the apotropos were to be made for the nether on behalf of the husband? Rabbi Yishi's shita that an apotropos would not work is only because of the special pasuk of Isha Yifiredo, that dafka the Isha works. I will kula amma shlichus shalom kamaisai. According to everybody, really shlichus should work. Really, technically, shlichus would be able to work. In fact, the Gemara asks, if you need an actual shmia, so why is it, how could it be, that without the pasuk of Ishi Yifirenu, I would think that shlichus works for Hafar Sadar? We know clearly that a husband has to hear, and the husband's away. So how can the apotropos, what would be the hava minute to think that the apotropos would be able to make on behalf of the husband? The husband needs to hear, and the husband doesn't hear. So the Rush on the side, in the fine print on the bottom, towards the left, the Rush tells us, he explains, because one can ask a question, if he made him into a shaliach, if he made him into an agent, so just like he made him into an agent to be mefer and to nullify the nether, he can also make him into an agent to hear the nether. So even if Hafar would necessitate Shmia, let the apotropos hear on behalf of the husband who's away. Says the Rosh, no, that can't be. Because even though Shlichus works, we know in Kolater Kula, all over, in all Halachais, Shlichus would work. But a person cannot make another person a Shliach to go ahead and hear for them. Says the Rosh, why not? Ushmias Habatropis Ainakishmias Habal, the Avopisha so Shliach, even though he made him into a Shaliach to go be mefer, the Bimidi Dimemail Oloy Shayach Minu Shlichus. A big Yisoy from the Rosh. If something is a Midi Dimemail, it's something that doesn't require an action, it doesn't require a chalois, doesn't require a something to happen in a halachic, valid transfer or any type of oif to in Yiddish. Since all it requires is a shmia, and a shmia is not a maisa, it's not, the person cannot go ahead and hear, even though we say toshma, come and hear, but hearing is not considered a maisa, and therefore a person cannot make a shliach. Through this you say that hearing is not a maisa, one can really take this and really understand the very confusing halacha with regards to Kiyas Shofar. There's a big question v'negeit tkiyah shofar, what the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is. There is machlokes rishonim. Actually, what to make, what bracha to make. So we pass and we say, look, the shmoya kol shofar, that the mitzvah is to hear the kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. Other rishonim are of the opinion that the mitzvah is to actually make the tkiyah shofar, to blow the shofar. And the Kabbis Tamarim asks a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, like we said, the Shemaya Kol Shofar, this is the Shemiyah. And the Kabbis Tamarim asks, from Chayri Shay to the Kotel, the halacha is if a person hears the Tekiya Shofar from someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva, he cannot be Yaitse. So what's the problem? As long as he's hearing the Kol Shofar, since the mitzvah is the Shemiyah, the mitzvah is to hear the Kol Shofar, Why should hearing it from a chayr shayt of a cotton, somebody who's not a bar das, why should that make a difference? The Kabbis Tamarim wants to say that a person taka needs both. He needs to blow the shofar and hear the shofar. But the main question which I want to address today is the following. The Rambam says, like we just mentioned, that the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is lishmoya kol shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar. If that's the case, that the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar, how can we explain the following Rambam? The Rambam himself, later on, in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, says as follows, that if somebody comes to shul, and he's passing by a shul during the Tekiyah Shofar, right before the Tekiyah Shofar, so if Niskavin Shemei Lotzeis, what would be the Halacha if the person, the Shemeya, the person who wants to be Yotze at the Tekiyah Shofar, he wants to be yotze with this, through the sound of somebody else's tekiyah. So says the Rambam, that if the Baal Tekiyah has in mind to be mitzi, he has in mind to blow the shofar with the ability for the second person to be yotze the mitzvah, then it works. But if it's the Skaven Shemeya Lotzeis, V'loin the Skaven Tekeya Lohaitzi, if the Baal Tekeya does not have in mind to allow the Shemeya to listen to his koil, Lo Yotzo Achi Skaven HaShemeya Baal Tekeya. A person needs to be Yotze from a Baal Tekeya who's having him in mind as being Moitzi. Now that very, very much seems as if the Tekeya has a lot to do with the Mitzvah. Because if you want to tell me that if you hear from a Chayr Shaita V'Koton, you're not Yotze, even though you heard the shofar, that we can understand it. Even though the mitzvah is just to hear the shofar. But of course, one must hear from a Baal Tekeyah. But from this new Rambam, the Rambam we just mentioned, that the Rambam says that even if you're listening to a tekiyah from a Bar Chiyuva, from a Bar Das, a regular man, is blowing the shofar, and you pass by and you want to be yotze, if the man is not in the skaven, if he does not have a mind to be mitzi you with the tkiyah, then you cannot be yotze with this tkiyah. And the question is, if the whole mitzvah here is the shmiyah of the shofar, the whole mitzvah is to hear the shofar, of course you have to hear the shofar maybe of the ben chvar chiyuva. But in this case, you are being yotze with the bar chiyuva, just he does not have in mind to be mitzi you. So if you needed to have a tkiyah shofar, you needed to actually perform the mitzvah of tkiyah, so then I understand why you need to take the tkiyah of the Baal Tekeyah and use the tkiyah of the Baal Tekeyah in order to perform your mitzvah. It's not enough to be shemeya. But the Rambam was paskins that the mitzvah of shofar is l'shmoya kol shofar. So what difference does it make that the Baal Tekeyah does not have in mind to be mitzi you with your chiyuv? And even stronger, one can ask. We can take that question one step weiter. If you're going to tell me that you do need a tkiyah, how can you utilize the tkiyah of the Baal Tekeyah? There's a very famous yisoy that the Ktzeis HaChoshen brings down in Hilchos Shluchim. He brings from the Tzeis Rin and Kedushin that says that you cannot davar shebegufoy, you cannot be mamana shliach. We know that b'chol haTorah kula you can make a shliach to do different acts for you. Says the Tosfos Reader that of course you can ask if you are unable or it's hard for you or you just want somebody else to tie your tefillin around your arm, you can tell somebody to go ahead and wrap the tefillin around your arm for you and your yotze, mitzvah of tefillin. However, says the Tosfos Rit, says the Tosfos Choshev, if you want to ask somebody else to wear tefillin on his hand for you, that won't work. You have to have the tefillin on your own hand, but you can't make a shliach to have the tefillin on the shliach's hand, and that should help you for your mitzvah tefillin. That won't work, says the Tosfos Rit. So why won't it work? And the reason it won't work is because it's a mitzvah shebegufoy. The Torah wants you to do all the mitzvahs yourself. If you can't just go to sleep and make a shliach to learn for you and to daven for you and to sit in the sukkah for you and to shake lulav for you, you can end up not doing any mitzvahs. So the halacha is that whenever you need to do a ma'isa mitzvah, you can have somebody do the ma'isa mitzvah for you. But if it's a mitzvah shebe gufo, it's something that has to be done with your guf, you can't be a ma'ana shliach. Shliach cannot become your guf. He can help you do, he can do acts for you to help you mekayim your mitzvah. He can tie the tefillin onto your guf for you. You don't have to do the ma'isa kshira. But anything that's a mitzvah shebe gufo, shliach doesn't work. If so, how do we understand this parasha of Tkiya Shofar? If you need to actually blow the shofar, so how can you ask somebody else to blow it for you? How does it work that somebody can blow and have you in mind? The Rambam says that you need, that the person should have you in mind to be mitzi you with Tkiya. How can that work? If you need a Tkiya, then you can't get it through the shliach, through somebody else making a tkiyah for you. And if you don't need a tkiyah, you don't need an actual ma'isa tkiyah. So then what do you have to be, why does he have to be ma'isa you at all? Let him just blow the shofar without having you in mind. You hear the shofar, that's your mitzvah, hearing the shofar. You're passing by the shul, he's blowing the shofar, the shofar is the shofar shal mitzvah, and he doesn't have a mind to be ma'isa you, but you're hearing the shofar, or you're getting the mitzvah of hearing. So if you need a tkiyah, you don't have a tkiyah. And if you don't need a tkiyah, so why do you have to be mitzi? So the chayra, we can understand the stira in Rambam, we can understand this halacha by utilizing the rosh that we have in today's daf, the Lafayim Beis Amud Beis. The rosh tells us, a yisoid, that hearing is not considered a maisa. And that's why you can't ask somebody to hear for you. The Baal who went away, went to Medina Sayyam and made an apotropos into a shliach to be mitzi here, to be mefer, to nullify all his wife's nedarim, that works if you don't need shmias habal. But if you need shmias, says the Rosh, he cannot make a shliach to hear the neder of his wife, because Shmiya is a midi de memela, and you can't make a shliach to hear something, a midi de memela, something that's not a maisa, something that's not considered an action. Through this yisod, we can understand very nicely what's shot in this Rambam, and what is the exact mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. And we can understand as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Tiku b'chodesh shofar. There's a mitzvah to be Tkiya Shofar. However, we just said, the Rambam says there's no mitzvah to be tekeh shofar. The mitzvah is l'shmaya kol shofar. So why does it say tekeh shofar? The answer is that whenever the Rabbeinu Shalom is mitzvah us to do mitzvahs, he tells us to do ma'isa mitzvah. He tells us to shake a lulav and esrei, noitel, netilas lulav. He tells us yeshiva sukkah. He tells us to hanochas tefillah, go ahead and do these ma'isas. The Rosh we just mentioned tells us that Shmiya is not a Maisa. So we can understand as follows, that of course the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar is only to hear the Shofar. But yet the Torah tells us, go ahead and do a Maisa mitzvah and hear the Shofar. And the Rosh said that hearing is not a Maisa. So the understanding here is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is telling us to hear, but you have to hear by you doing a ma'isa of hearing. It means you have to do an action that allows you to hear. Putting your ear close and walking to shul, that's not a ma'isa of hearing. Because when you're standing in shul and you're standing straight, The Rosh tells us hearing is not a maisa. You're not doing a maisa. You're not doing an action by hearing. You just it's a passive action. It's not you're not doing an active action. A person who takes a shofar in his hand and blows the shofar, that is an action of hearing. He is facilitating for himself an action, a maisa mitzvah of shmiyah. So you don't need a tkiyah for tkiyah's sake. You need a tkiyah just to facilitate that your shmiyah should be done al yidei maisa, through an action of hearing. Therefore, says the Rambam, that you have to blow a shofar. And if you don't want to blow a shofar, you can ask somebody else to blow for you. But that person has to be blowing for you, because if he's blowing for himself and he does not have you in mind, so it's not you who's doing the action of shmiyah. The only way you can do an action of shmiyah is by either blowing the shofar or facilitating for yourself an action of tkiyah, then that will be the action of the shmiyah. And therefore, says the Rambam, that even though the mitzvah is l'shmoya kol shofar, and that's the bracha that we say l'shmoya kol shofar, still you need to hook on and you need to latch onto somebody else's tkiyah. You have to be he has to be blowing with you in mind in order for that to be considered your maisa of hearing. The action of hearing, if you facilitate you cause somebody to blow for you, so then you can latch yourself onto that maisa, and that becomes the maisa of hearing. But of course the mitzvah is to hear. The Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar tells us that you have to do an action of hearing, and that action of hearing is done either through blowing yourself or having somebody else blow on your behalf. Now the same yisoid we find in Igeya, the mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah. We find also a very interesting thing, very interesting stira. The halacha is, there's a mitzvah that writes in the Torah, kisvu lechem es hashira azois. Every person has to write a sefer Torah. Now, of course, not everybody has a sefer. So, what do? You hire a sefer to write for you. Again, we have the question of the Ktzais HaChayshen. We mentioned the Tzais Rid, that whenever there's a person is commanded to do an action, to do a mitzvah, he cannot be memana shliach, he can't ask a shliach to do it for him. You can't have a shliach learn Torah for you. You can't have a shliach to shake lulav for you. So how is it that if the Torah wants us to write a sefer Torah, how can we yotze this mitzvah sefer Torah by hiring a sefer? You can't make a shliach to do mitzvahs for you. And another question we have to understand is as follows. We find contradictory halachos when it comes to the obligation of having a sefer Torah. We just mentioned that, of course, the mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. That can be done by hiring a sefer, and we'll explain why in a few minutes. The Torah, the Gemara tells us in Menachos that if a person buys a sefer Torah, he's also yoytze to the mitzvah. He can go ahead, he's kilu lokach mitzvah min hashuk, the Gemara says. The person takes money, takes $50,000, he goes to his local sefer, goes to a shul that's going out of business, and he buys a sefer Torah, he makes a kinyan, he brings it home. Zok the Gemara, he is yoytze the mitzvah of sefer Torah. So we see a person doesn't necessarily have to actually write a sefer Torah. He can buy the sefer Torah and be yoytze the mitzvah. Why then is it that the halacha is that if a person's father or a person's relative owned the sefer Torah and he passed away, he was nifter, and he left you a sefer Torah b'yerusha, the halacha is that you cannot be yoytze of the mitzvah sefer Torah with that Torah. It doesn't work. Excuse me. So if we just understand that if a person goes ahead and buys a sefer Torah, he's yoytze of the mitzvah sefer Torah, so that means that all a person has to do to be yoytze is not write the sefer Torah, actually write it, or have somebody else write it. A person has to own the sefer Torah. So all he has to do is own the sefer Torah. Why is it not good if his father owned the sefer Torah and he's nifter, he passes away and leaves the son with the Torah? Now the son is the proud owner of a sefer Torah. Why is that enough? Not enough to be kind of the mitzvah to see the sefer Torah. And chayra, one can understand this halacha very clearly based on the yisoid we just spoke about. We know that any time the Torah is mitzvah a person to do something, he has to do a ma'isa mitzvah, we just said. A ma'isa of shmiyah. You have to do an action. So the Torah here, when it said kiss, write, it was lav dafka. It doesn't mean you have to actually write. It's really enough to own the Sefer Torah, to have a Sefer Torah. You don't have to write a Sefer Torah. However, just like by Tkiyas Shofar, the pasuk says, Tiku b'chodesh Shofar, go ahead and blow, do a ma'isa, do an action. We learn from the words, Kisu l'chem shira zois, even though Kisu was lav dafka, you don't have to actually write the Sefer Torah. But Kisu is dafka does tell us this one thing. Go ahead and own a Sefer Torah, but own the Sefer Torah only through a ma'isa mitzvah. You have to go ahead and do a ma'isa of owning the Sefer Torah. Buy it from the shuk, that's fine. You own the Sefer Torah. Write the Sefer Torah, that's fine. You can even have somebody write it for you, as long as you're hiring him and he's doing it with you in mind. It's not a mitzvah shebegufoy, because you don't have to write the Sefer Torah. There's no mitzvah to actually write it. It's just a mitzvah to have it. But again, having a Sefer Torah is not an action. As we see, a person could get a Sefer Torah in his sleep. A person's father had a Sefer Torah, he dies, he automatically inherits a Sefer Torah, and he owns it without any action. There the halach is that you're not yoitza, because the pasuk of kisu, write the Sefer Torah doesn't mean you have to write it, because if you have to write it, the Sefer couldn't do it for you. Like we mentioned, a mitzvah shebegufoy doesn't work. You can't make a shliach, you can't have an agent do a mitzvah for you, blow shofar for you, or shake a lulav. You have to do the mitzvah yourself. So if the mitzvah was to write it, it wouldn't help to have a sefer write it. You have to write it. But since the mitzvah is not to write it, this mitzvah is just to own it. From the words kisvu we deduce and we learn that you have to own the Sefer Torah through an action. So if you hire somebody, you go ahead and you appoint a shliach to write a Sefer Torah for you, so that's called having the Sefer Torah through an action, because you facilitated this Sefer Torah. You facilitated the ownership of the Sefer Torah. You did it. If you buy it from the shuk also, you did it. You don't have to write it. You did it. You made a mice of having the Sefer Torah. But if a person yarshin, the person inherits the Sefer Torah, there he would not be yaitza, the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. So we see a few big yisoides. A person can make a shliach. He can't make a shliach to do a ma'isa. He can't make a shliach on a dovah b'memeila, something that's not a ma'isa b'chlal. You can't have a shliach, an agent, perform a mitzvah for you. And when the Torah is mitzvah us to do mitzvahs, it's always going to be like a ma'isa. But this ma'isa, this fact that if all you need here is to facilitate the action, so then hiring somebody to do something for you is considered that you did it, you facilitated the action. If the mitzvah is to do it with your body, to shake the lulav, then you can't make a shliach. But if the mitzvah is to hear, or the mitzvah is to have, so really it's a non-action type of mitzvah. But you still need to do this mitzvah through an action, to facilitate that action, that would help to do it through a shliach, because by you facilitating this mitzvah, it's as if you're doing it, you're creating this mitzvah. And this we all see from this rush in today's daf, that Shmi is called Amidi D'Memela.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.